In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
You know, away from, you know, we always kind of focus in on all these playoff games, and you lose sight of the fact that there's programs that are independent teams and play just as hard. As I mentioned, tomorrow night you're going to see Ferguson try to defend their Greater Miami Athletic Conference title against Miami Coral Reef, a team that they lost to by a point a couple of weeks ago. Well, on Saturday evening at the Villages, the South Florida, or the Sunshine State Athletic Association state championship game, defending state champion, the Masters Academy of Oviedo, against our own university school right here, and NSU. Want to watch them last week. Outstanding game, beat Oasis, and they're ready for this. Coach Mike Norman is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know the guys are pumped up for Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. You know, and I talked a little bit about it, you know, last week, but you know, I think that, you know, our guys felt like they left a little something out there last year. You know, we underachieved a little bit, so you know, we took that into the off season, and you know, week by week, we've gotten better, and I think we're peaking at the right time right now.
And you know what? I mean, a lot of people don't understand, but Oasis was a pretty good test. They ran the ball well. They did a lot of good things. They kind of, you know, there wasn't a rollover. It was a game that tested you for four quarters, getting you ready for this week. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We you know, watching them on film, they, you know, there hasn't been a lot of teams we're bigger than this year, you know, but we've got some good speed. We were able to get after it a little bit. The, you know, heavy run team, said good size up front, but, you know, our guys, you know, stuck to the game plan. We fired off the ball well all night. They attacked, and, you know, we were really able to shut them down for the most part of the night. You know, they got a couple scores, got the ball in kind of bad field position, and they were able to get a couple scores there, but you know, they were fired up. So I think, you know, playing against that good size, and, you know, really gave us some good confidence going into this week. You know, I think we match up a little better size wise and you know, that we're able to do some things, you know, on the edge with our wide receivers and whatnot, some stuff they haven't seen yet. So we've got a great game plan installed right now. We're just excited to get up there Saturday.
Yeah, you ran the ball well last week. I mean, the kid Dixon, who we've watched for a couple of years, certainly a catalyst, but you had a couple of young kids come through as well.
Yeah, no, you know, Jacques Dixon's been great for us now for 3 years in a row, and he's really the workhorse back there, you know, carried the ball well. And then, you know, we've got a couple young guys back there right now, a couple freshmen, you know, really, really able to hit home runs for us. Colin Francis, you know, new face in the program, and he was able to hit a couple home runs for us the other night. And, you know, he's really got some lightning in a bottle, we like to call it. They're kind of our thunder and lightning package. So
that's always good to have. Coach Mike Norman joining us. NSU University School will be playing against Oviedo, the Masters Academy, the defending state champions. And certainly Coach Garrett Kruzik has done a great job with a really good young quarterback and the kid Stecker. What have you watched about them that you believe, hey, listen, we can match up with them?
We have some good physical players, pretty good team speed. Our D-line's played well all year. We've gotten after the quarterback, and, you know, watching them on film, it's something we haven't really seen. We haven't really seen him get a lot of pressure or take hits. And so we've, you know, really put together some stuff this week to get after him and some different pressure packages. And, you know, we're, you know, they like to take the top off. So, you know, our plan is to get to him, not give him the time that he's had over the past couple weeks, you know, not allow him to scramble out of the pocket and get some of those deep looks that he's gotten. So, you know, we're excited to get this game plan going on Saturday and get after him a little bit.
Yeah, and I watched their game, and Christchurch came out pretty, you know, they looked like they took it to them early. They ran the ball on them and everything, and it seemed like halftime came and they kind of evaporated. What was the difference, you think? Because I watch it, and I know you've seen the film, and I watched the game being streamed, and I was impressed with the way that Christchurch came out, but then they, like I said, they kind of like, would they wear down?
Yeah, you know, I think a combination. You know, they got up quick. I want to say it was 26-6,
right,
with under 2 minutes to go in the half, and then they kind of had a letdown there. They let Masters score on about a 65-yard run right before the half. That kind of brought them back, and then start the second half, Masters drove down the field, and they had actually stopped them inside the five or so to kick a field goal and ended up with a roughing call.
Oh, wow.
Gave Masters the ball back. They scored again. And then it was kind of back and forth a little bit. And then, I mean, it looks like that, you know, they kind of ran out of gas. You know, they had a lot of guys going both ways. And, you know, they towards the end there, they kind of wore down a bit. And so they let some of those wide receivers get loose. They were really unable to get pressure on the quarterback, and you know, they made him pay for it.
Yeah, and obviously, you know as well as I do, you can't make mistakes, especially in a game like this. You know, because oftentimes, and you look back at last year's Westminster Academy game, you guys made a lot of mistakes. You turned the ball over. You know, things that aren't conducive to winning. Have the kids kind of watch the film and understand? Listen, you know, we've got to play our best football to come out on top.
Absolutely, you know, and even in our couple losses this year to Calvary and Gulliver, really it's come down to, you know, four or five plays in each of those games that have cost us. So, you know, we've really honed in on, you know, sticking to the game plan, relying on each other, you know, trusting each other, and making sure that, you know, we limit mistakes. And you know, when a mistake does happen, it's important. Obviously, you know, this is something, especially with a group of young kids, and, you know, we do have a group, you know, some freshmen that are playing big roles for us, is you know, just reassuring them that, you know, so when something bad happens, we have to follow it up with immediate good.
Yeah.
You know, we can't let those things dwell. We have to be able to respond with a positive and move on from there. So yeah, the kids are excited, though. We're excited to get up there Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. Saturday evening at the Villages. Have you ever been up there before?
Actually not, Larry. This is my first trip up there.
I'm telling you, this, you know, their objective over the next 5 years is to make that a 15,000-seat stadium. It's 8,000
oh, wow.
Now. It's huge. I thought it was a college. And, no, they've done a great job. They want to get the state championship games up there over the next, you know, 5 years or so. I know they have the rural games this year. But certainly it'll be a pleasurable trip. I know that your fan base is excited. And you guys have a lot of people who support you, and certainly deservedly so. Coach, I can't thank you enough for taking time. The best of luck this week. We'll be pulling for you. I know that the kids will bring everything they got.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Coach Mike Norman, the head coach at NSU University School. They're playing for the South, the Sunshine State Athletic Association title on Saturday evening. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros or active adults and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Wednesday. Gio Milian will talk UM.